friends. Welcome to the Seed Pod for Kids. Thank you for joining me today as we spend time with our friend Jesus. Spending time with Jesus is the best way to start your day. Let's begin our time together by praising Him. Before we get started with today's lesson, we want to make sure to ask Jesus to be with us as we study. Dear Jesus, thank you so much that we get to take this time with you. Please send your Spirit to be with us and help us to understand, help us to learn more, and help us to be able to grow more in you. We love you. Amen. Hello, boys and girls. Welcome back. I am so glad that you're here with us again today. You know, what were we talking about last time? Do you remember? About a woman, and what had she lost? This gives you a clue. She lost a coin. You are right. She had probably been given these coins by her mother when she got married. And these coins were very important because she was going to give those coins to her daughter when she got married. They would be passed down generation to generation. It was a family keepsake, a family heirloom. Do you have something like that in your house? I have something like that in my family. You want to know what it is? Well, way back in the 60s, my grandparents lived in Monument Valley, Utah. That's on the Navajo Indian Reservation. And my mom lived there when she was a girl. She grew up there. She had friends there. While my grandparents lived there, they purchased a painting of an older Navajo Indian man. It is a beautiful painting. And they always had it up on their wall in their home. Well, fast forward a few years. My mom got married. She had me and my sister. And when I was a child, my dad and mom moved out to Monument Valley, Utah, the same place that my mom lived when she was a girl and where that painting was bought. Well, she lived there for several years and I grew up there, and then after a while we moved away. Well, now fast forward about 25 years, now I live back out here on the Navajo Indian Reservation with my two boys. And just recently, my grandparents gave me that painting of the Navajo Indian man that they had purchased back in the 60s. So this painting has a very special place in my heart, and they have a very special place in my family's hearts. And I can just imagine if I were to lose that, or if it were to be stolen, or if a fire were to burn it, I would be very, very sad. Probably like this woman. The woman was carefully sweeping her floor, looking in every corner. She had lit her lamp so she could see a little bit better, and as she went through every little bit of trash to be sure that the coin wasn't hidden in any of it, then suddenly, she found it! There it was! Oh, she was so happy! She picked it up, cleaned the dirt off of it. Oh, it was a little bit dirty, so she rubbed it till it was bright and shiny again, and then she ran out the door shouting, "I found it! I found it!" Her neighbors probably had been feeling very sorry for her because they knew how terrible they would have felt if they had lost their coin. And when they heard her happy voice, they all ran to look at the coin and they told her how glad they were that she had found it. You know, you can be sure that every single woman who was listening to Jesus' story that day, they were very happy for the way it ended too, don't you think? Then Jesus said something that was much like what he had said after telling the story about the lost sheep. What was it that he said? We're going to look it up in Luke chapter 15, verse 10. We're going to find Luke in your Bible. So open your Bible to Luke chapter 15, verse 10. Luke is the third book in the New Testament. Matthew, Mark, Luke. Then you're going to find 15, that's the big numbers, the chapters, chapter 15. And once you find that, you're going to look right below that. You might have to turn the page, depending on your Bible, and you're going to find the little number that says 10. All right, did you find it? Let's read what it says.
Likewise, I say to you, there is joy in the presence of the angels of God over one sinner who repents.
What is there in heaven over a sinner who repents? There is joy in the presence of the angels of God over one sinner who repents. Did you know that the rabbis had a saying in their culture? They had a saying that said, there is rejoicing in heaven when one who has sinned against God is destroyed. Can you believe that? That's what they taught. Do you see how wrong that is? Jesus came to show them that there is joy in heaven over one who repents, not over one who is destroyed. Jesus needed to help the Pharisees know and understand who God really is, how much he loves us, how much he cares for us, even the little things. Last time, I told you the story about our cell phone. We had gone for a hike, and my husband got back to the car after the long hike and said, my cell phone's not here. It's gone. So he started back to go find where that cell phone was. It was getting late in the evening, and so we knew we didn't have a lot of time, and it could be anywhere, and the case is a dark green, and so it could blend in with all of the bushes and the plants and everything around it. So my boys and I, we stopped and we prayed, and we prayed, dear Jesus, please help him to find it. Well, he looked and he looked and he looked, and I couldn't get in touch with him because he didn't have his phone. After about 2 hours, he finally came back and he said, I found it! As he was walking along the trail, he had gone up and he had looked where he thought it might be, but it wasn't there. He went all the way back to where we had turned around looking, but the kids and he had been playing tag and doing all kinds of things, and so jumping around and jumping off rocks and running behind bushes, and so it could have been anywhere. And he was praying, and we were praying, and as he was walking, he just happened. Did he just happen, or did God help him? God helped him to glance back over his shoulder, and he saw off the path, about 4 or 5 feet away, there was his cell phone, half buried in the sand. God helped him to find his phone, didn't he? Yes, he did. Does Jesus care about the little things? Does he care about the big things? He does. Jesus wants everyone to be in his kingdom. How can we be there? Only by his power can we love him and trust him and obey him and follow him no matter what others do or say. That's what Jesus wants us to do. Jesus gave us these two stories of the sheep and the coins to show us different types of people who are lost. The sheep are those who know that they are lost. They are lost in the wilderness, way far away from the shepherd. They used to be in the fold. They know their condition, but they can't do anything about it. They have no power to change or to come back. But who comes and finds them? Jesus does, doesn't he? Now the coins represent those who don't know their value. Is a coin valuable? Oh, you better believe it. You can buy things with different kinds of coins if you have enough of them, can't you? Together, they are very valuable. The coin does not know its true value. There are some people that do not realize that they are valuable to God. But does God still look for them and search for them when they are lost? Yes, He does. If you were to look at a coin, you can see on it, it tells who it belongs to, what country it belongs to. It has the inscription and the image of the ruling power who controls that coin. Did you know that we bear God's image? Did you know that when God created Adam and Eve and all of mankind, He made us in His image? God wants to recover us, to restore us to His image. He wants to bring us back to Him. That's what Jesus is all about. He wants us to be there in heaven with Him, restored in God's image. Do you want to be there? I know I do. Let's pray and ask for God to give us the power to love Him, trust Him, and obey Him. Dear Heavenly Father, we ask that You will be with us today. Lord, we want to love You more. We want to trust You more. We want to obey You and do what You want us to do, because that gives us freedom and that is what gives us happiness. Lord, I pray that You will come into each of our hearts, cleanse us from within. We love You. Amen. It is our last day for this memory verse song, so let's sing it together.
There is joy in the presence of the angels of God over one sinner who repents. There is joy in the presence of the angels of God over one sinner who repents. There is joy in the presence of the angels of God over one sinner who repents. There is joy in the presence of the angels of God over one sinner who repents.
Bible story material used in today's devotional podcast has been used with permission from My Bible First. If you would like your own copy, please visit My Bible First at www.mybiblefirst.org or call 877-242-5317. For more information about this program and others like it, check out the description below.